Obama made an appearance today at a high school in Elkhart, Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
A lot more kids may be suffering concussions than we know about. The story from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
A new study says concussions may be vastly underreported because only children diagnosed in the ER are included in government statistics. The study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found only 12% of child concussions are diagnosed in an emergency room, while 82% are diagnosed at a primary care site, such as a pediatrician's office. The study also found that one-third of those diagnosed were under the age of 12. I'm Anthony Lucero.
It is now officially hurricane season. The director of the National Hurricane Center is urging people to be ready, especially in Florida, where Rick Nabb says there hasn't been a major hurricane for a decade.
Not only do we have people who've been through a hurricane before and have forgotten how bad it can be, there are a lot of people who've never dealt with a hurricane problem head on.
Nabb says coastal residents need an evacuation plan and supplies and insurance. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The New York City Fire Department is paying tribute to its heroes with the annual Medal Day ceremony. That from Terry Sheridan.
Mayor de Blasio honored 67 firefighters and EMTs for acts of bravery at the 147th annual ceremony.
Now, every day, the men and women of the FDNY do things that everyday New Yorkers couldn't imagine achieving. And sacrifice.
The mayor and Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro especially recognized the firefighters who responded to the East Village gas explosion last March. Terry Sheridan, New York.
To Phoenix, where one person is killed in another officer-involved shooting.
Frothing at the mouth, banging on the doors and windows with a gun, yelling profanity. Shortly after our officers arrived, shots are fired, and ultimately the suspect is deceased.
No officers injured. And a new report shows a significant rise in slavery across the globe. More from Jason Work.
The 2016 Global Slavery Index is showing a 28% rise in the number of slaves around the world. Andrew Forrest, the founder of the anti-slavery group Walk Free, told USA Radio News, slavery happens even in America when foreign workers are promised good jobs only to be given another reality.
When they get here, the reality is vastly different. Their passports get taken away so they can never travel. They become the illegal immigrant, and that's something we just have to stop.
Forrest said the legal system needs to look at those who are victims of human trafficking and slavery as victims, not just illegal immigrants. I'm Jason Work.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 214-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. It's already June 1st. I can't get over it. It's so gorgeous out. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I have a great guest coming into studio today. He's one of my very dear friends. His name's Bart Jackson. He's been on the show many times over the years. Thank you for listening in all those times. And he's just a lot of fun. He's a host of a show called The Art of the CEO. He's a publisher of many different business books. He's traveled over 50 countries, and he's got a lot to talk about today. He's going to be here in just a minute or two. I want to give you an update on the weather. Again, it is Wednesday, June 1st already, 3:05 in the afternoon. Today, if you happen to be listening in the central New Jersey area, this afternoon mostly sunny with a high about 85. It is gorgeous out, okay? I love it. We've had some really good weather, actually, like Saturday, Sunday. It was supposed to be awful Monday, but it was great. And then yesterday was a perfect day, and then today is just as nice. So tonight, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low about 56. Thursday, areas of fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high of 76. Thursday night, chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 59. Friday, chance of showers. Here comes Bart with thunderstorms also possible after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high about 75. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 60. Partly sunny all day with a high about 82 on Saturday. So that's looking really great. I'm going to tell you about the community day by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce this Saturday, this 4th of June. But it does look like it's going to be great. Chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with around a low of 61 on Saturday night. Showers likely mainly after 9 a.m. and then mostly cloudy all day on Sunday with a high about 77. Just wanted to let you know that our weather does look pretty decent. We're hanging in there. We're going to get a quick break. I'm going to tell you about Community Day, and we'll be back with my guest, Bart Jackson. Stay with us, and thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. Thanks again for listening in. It is already June 1st, and I have a great show today. I planned, actually, it's four to five Talented People. We're going to talk with Bart Jackson. He's just a legend. I mean, he's the host of The Art of the CEO. He's interviewed so many incredible people over the years. He's a publisher many times over. He works with McGraw-Hill. He's got all kinds of books out there. If you're an author and you have a self-published title or even published title, you should become part of the Bart's business partners and Prometheus Publishing if you look online. I really quickly want to let you know about a couple events coming up. First, our lady, her name is Eileen N. Sinette. She's been a client of Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media for about 10 years, honestly. She is so awesome, okay? She's the person who actually developed a series called Speaking That Connects, and she's having a women's business forum lunch and learn, part of a series that the Hunterdon Chamber is putting on. It's the Women's Business Forum. They're continuing with their series, and she's going to be presenting at Hawk Point Golf Club on Tuesday, June 7th. During the presentation, she is going to be speaking about Speaking That Connects, going over a variety of techniques that will help you communicate and be heard, understood, and remembered. She, again, is the CEO of Speaking That Connects, communication expert. She's her clients are individuals and corporations who want to improve their business presentations and personal communication performance. Her mission is to raise the bar on presentation skills and to promote speaker confidence, message clarity, and audience connection. I know that she's been on the show here at least 5 times, as Bart today has probably been on 10 times because he's been back with us since the beginning, first day actually, at JMPR. But we just want to call out to Eileen. We're so excited for you. If you guys are interested in going to this Women's Business Forum on the, again, 7th, I think it is, of June. Yes, it is at the Hawk Point Golf Club, which Rich Cotton does, a dear friend of mine as well. All you have to do is visit the Hunterdon Chamber website, hunterdonchamber.org, and you can sign up. And it, basically, there's no charge for it. You just have to buy your own lunch. So that's one of those special occasions, and I can't even say enough about Eileen. She is the most seasoned presenter. She can look at you and help you figure out how to make the most of your messages, and we wish her all the best. And then, just around the corner here, Saturday, June 4th already, it's already Wednesday, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring the 3rd Annual Community Day, and that's from 12 to 6 at the County Fairgrounds at South County Park. It's 1207 Route 179 Ringo's. That's right before Ringo's and Lambertville, if you're off of 20231. It's right off the interstate. It's very easy to get to, and there's going to be food, music, games, and fun for the whole family. Pony rides, petting zoo, reptile shows by Reptile World, which I've heard from the past has been extraordinary. Outdoor games and activities, shred event is going to be sponsored by the county clerk, tethered balloon rides, and more. That, again, is being brought to you by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Safe Coalition for Hunterdon Somerset, the Hunterdon County Chamber, again, celebrating 100 years in ShopRite. So come and join us out there. Our Ringo's resident and mompreneur of the year, Nadine Savino, is going to be there on location, as well as many other vendors from the area. And she's going to be displaying and showing how her GCAP works. And Colleen Kelly, who's my business partner at Mariah Media, and I are going to be there on location as well, helping everybody understand really quickly. It takes about 30 seconds to get it, and then you're going to want like 5 for your family. So the GCAP, it's a plastic kind of like a resin product that goes over a single-serving bottle that you can just slip a straw through. It doesn't matter if it's a bottle of wine. It doesn't matter if it's for your children or whatever it is. You will not spill a drop. So we're going to go real quickly to our real fast break, and then we're going to start with my conversation with Bart Jackson of The Art of the CEO. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It is 3:14 on June 1st, and my guest in studio is Bart Jackson. You've probably heard about him and listened to him on his different radio show, The Art of a CEO, for many years now. He's been on the Talented People show. He's actually co-hosting with me today. Welcome into the studio, Bart. I miss you.
Oh, Jeannie, it's so good to be back in the presence of a lovely lady. And it's also, I'm glad that you mentioned Eileen, because Eileen Sinnett has really done a wonderful job presenting. As a matter of, she can just look at you and tell you everything that's wrong with you. She's a lot like a wife in that aspect.
She is great, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she is.
I think you brought her to our company.
I believe I did.
Yeah, and, like everybody else.
There's those of us who have charm, and those of us who, well... she has said that I do. I have the charm of an untipped waiter, but that's another aspect.
I love Eileen.
I had a funny thing today. I was in the therapist's office, not the moral therapy that I've been directed to go through the Board of Taste, but rather the this is physical therapy, and the therapist said something to me that made me think of business in general. She was saying that that sitting is the new smoking. And it just occurred to me that, you know, that if you're one of these people who sits in your office chair all day and in your office and works like hell all the time, constantly, never stopping, it's going to be a race whether your body dies or your business does.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so true. Explain like what you're thinking, because I totally agree with you.
The point is that business is made by getting up and walking around. Gary Vaynerchuk, who has one of the top wine sales efforts in New Jersey, he set out a few...
What's his company? Can you name it? That's all right. It's always nice.
It's one of the top online wine sales companies in the country. And what really got me is when I've talked with him, he said, you know, yes, I had several YouTube videos that went viral and hundreds of thousands of people looked at them. That was nice. But he said, you know what really did it? It was the getting out and visiting hundreds of people all the time, getting my, you know, using the wisdom of the feet to just keep walking all the time. And he met people, and he said, lining up deals and methods of talking with people and new programs and new wine tastings, that's how you do it. And that is the sort of thing that everyone in business needs to learn so much. We become very, very vicarious. You know, these people say, I've got 20,000 likes on my Facebook page, and I've got, you know, 2,000 LinkedIn people desperate to see my company, and I don't have any sales. You know?
Exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because about you, like, I think about I think I've known you almost 10 years now, right? It's, like, amazing. Gosh. I can't believe it. You know, you, as a writer... Forgetting that you're a publisher and host of the radio show and everything else, for everybody else's sake out there to know again who we're talking to, I'm Jeannie Murphy, it's Talented People, and Bart Jackson's in the studio. He's the host of a very, very popular radio show, The Art of the CEO. He has amazing CEO guests on. His, you know, opens and listens and downloads are incredible. So for him to be talking about this makes me kind of laugh a little bit. But over the years, what I think about you, Bart, is that, you know, you've always been on the road, like out there interviewing people on location. You know everybody and everything is going on, because as writing for US1 and for yourself your books and the interviews and the collaborations, you know, it's kind of interesting to me, because it is true. Like, I know that I had actually someone who was a girlfriend of mine nudge me, like, I want to say probably 6 or 7 years ago. And she was like, Jeannie, you know, you work from your house and you work well and you're out and doing certain things that you do, but you need to be out there more, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just always like rolling my eyes and stuff. But then I started realizing, like, just even going out to Fridays or hanging out after work and saying hi to people. There's so many people. Joining the chamber was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a family, you know?
Well, you know, this really is true, Jeannie. And I think that so many people who go into business or run any venture, they think that they fall into two traps. Number one is the hard work trap. And if they want to work on the business rather than at the business, you know, they want to make the stuff, they want to grind out the product, and all of which is lovely and fine and necessary. But there comes a time where you have to get out. And the second trap in that is that, well, I get out, I live on social media, I've talked to this one in Brazil, and I have talked to, have you really, or have you just sent them? And you know, a friend of mine said, here's how you tell the difference. It's 2:30 in the morning and you're on the highway and the car breaks down and falls apart. Now, do you phone a Facebook friend or do you phone your real bloody friend to come out and pick your sorry butt up off the road?
That is so funny.
And that's what it is.
It's true. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. And also just I think about like just being top of mind when you're out and about. People are thinking and they know you because you're talking to them. You're like a business owner and you're part of the community and you're supporting and working and doing stuff for the good.
Yeah, right.
And then when they have an opportunity, they just think of you because they see you all the time because you're out and about.
Yeah, it makes all the difference. And I know that many people say that they go to an event and they say, what I get? I got nothing out of it. And it is true that you go to a convention, for instance. A convention is a marvelous thing. Everybody from a particular industry goes, they gather around, they make the same complaints that they've been making since the pharaohs ruled.
100 years, yeah, right.
They come back with absolutely no real new solutions whatsoever, mm-hmm. and everybody walks away glowing and euphoric.
The camaraderie.
And I understand that. But with that, you do meet people. You do let them know that you're out there. And it's so important. You know, I think this is also true of people in business. This is something you do so well. And my friend, if you're listening to Jeannie on the show or you have the great privilege of meeting her in person, this is a person who will utterly light up your life. The presence and light up your light with phone calls. People call her constantly on the phone just as we speak.
We're going to go to a break. Thank you, Bart. You're just too sweet. We're going to get real quick to a break. We'll be right back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening in. It's 324 on June 1st. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest, who is really one of my darling, darling best friends. He's within the top five, and that includes my family, my kids, my husband, I swear to you. It's mutual admiration society here, for sure. Bart Jackson, you have to take a listen. If you have the chance and you're enjoying this show today, you can just look online at any time. Just look up Art of the CEO. It'll bring you to his website. It'll bring you to the radio show that he hosts that has just years of the most amazing guests. And, you know, we have him here today. He's also a publisher. He's visited more than 50 countries over the years. He's celebrating his 40th year anniversary with his wife.
That's right. On the 19th. I want you to know that as of this June 19th, I will have been married 40 years, and it has been six of the best weeks of my wife's life.
They are the cutest couple, I got to say. And, hey, congratulations and happy anniversary to you, Lorraine, as well. You know, I want to mention when you were talking about the conventions and something, because it brought up something in my head. And all of this goes right on to Eileen's the Nets type of thing, too. So don't forget about that. If you want to go on June 7th to our event, you could just go to the chamber, 100inchamber.org, and you can sign up. It's at the Hawk Point Country Club, and she's just an amazing woman, author, and talks about speaking that connects. But what I remember talking to her about one time, and I want your opinion on this, Bart, is, you know, when you're younger and you work for a company, like you said, if you're sitting in your desk and you're stuck there all day, or if you want to be, and then you get a chance to go out and attend a convention or something, right? It seems so different to me over the years. Like, I remember when I had to do it.
Right.
And it was like they talk about networking and everything and that you have to go. And then you're kind of like a little awkward. Like you're almost like aggressive.
Oh, you really talk about this. And there's a lot of things because I did this too. I started out, my first job ever was for a magazine called Boating Industry.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And these were all old salts. And they really knew everything about it. And my claim to fame was that I made boats. And actually, they invited me out to a derby, and I absolutely won the canoe race and a thing, and this was all very fine. But then I started talking to the people, and I realized I'm very young here, and and I better, the first thing
That's
I
so
really
funny.
Better do is make sure that they know how important I am.
Right.
And so I would come in with my patter of little feet and just drivel about what I'd done. Meanwhile, I'm talking to some fellow who has written in his past lifetime, oh, perhaps 3,000 or 4,000 articles, and has been given awards on all kinds of things. I was talking to an old coot once in boating industry that I was sort of trying to explain exactly how the hull should be designed, the boats. His name was Carl Kiekhafer, the founder of Mercury Motors. And yes, and the whole idea is that I was convinced that I had to impress people. And of course, what impresses people most is listening. I have never heard this, and heard this said or seen more accurately. When you go to these conventions or any networking event, somebody will sit there and he'll say nothing, nothing, nothing. And then the group disperses, and someone will say, "Isn't that Jake one of the smartest guys you've ever seen?"
Yeah.
But also, I will say, if you are young, and to all you graduates out there,
right,
getting ready to go on a team, and you're going to go into your first place of business, your first convention, your first networking event, the one thing you don't want to do is talk about your college days. There's a real tendency, because you're 22 years old, and this is really all you've been doing for the last several years. Don't talk about that, and don't use a phrase that I once heard used to me recently by some young whippersnapper who said, "Oh yeah, my parents used to do things."
Oh
like
God,
that.
Yes.
By the way, conversely, if you are, shall we say, once you get to be, I'm going to say, on the shady side of 55 or 50, don't talk about the good old days, conversely.
Right.
You don't say, well, you know, back the way we used to do it. And the thing is, A, frankly, Scarlett, nobody gives a flying. And what they do is they then label you.
They label you. Yeah.
They label you as out of date and irrelevant.
Yes, exactly.
And so, I mean, the best thing is A, to listen. And don't forget, I did this at an Eileen Sinet event. Everyone was saying, listening is shutting up and listening is being quiet. Listening, and no. Listening is asking. Listening
right.
is
I agree.
Sitting
yes.
in front and thinking up little phrases that you can have. So Jeannie hears me talking, and what she is going through right now at this moment is, I can come in with one word, one phrase, says, gee, that must be tough to do in such a situation. And then I can answer it or enhance it or not, as the speaker. And that's the kind of urging mm-hmm. that people need to mm-hmm. tell their full story.
Well, I think, just again, I want everybody out there to know that Bart Jackson, the host of the radio show, The Art of the CEO, and many, many books in the business leadership world. You can look online, Prometheus Publishing, and see the whole line of Bart's books. But, you know, there's so much wisdom in what you have to say. And I want everybody out there to know, you're talking about years and, you know, hundreds of interviews with some of the most influential people around the world. And then, you know, you bring it back and someone on your radio show, you talk about and bring things back. You know, here we're talking about the basics. I was just kind of laughing, thinking to myself about how, you know, when you are starting off in business, sometimes you feel like you do it. You have to make that, you know, that name for yourself or something. And you come in a little aggressive. But over the years, what I've found in the networking world, in addition to what you just said, which I completely agree, is on listening and adding to. So if you're learning, you know, you can actually say, I'm missing something here. Please fill in the blank. That's very helpful for everybody.
Yeah, that's a good phrase.
You know?
You're encouraging, and at the same time, you're showing a great interest. Mm-hmm. That's a very good phrase.
Mm-hmm. Without taking over the stage. And then at the same time, just being yourself. Isn't that the hardest thing for people to do?
Not for Donald Trump.
I love it. I'm not going to say what I think. I love people who are themselves.
And,
that's for sure.
Yeah, actually, and apparently so does America.
I know.
So, no, it is true. And we have this mistaken idea that there is a way to act,
mm-hmm.
that there is a role to fill. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to... I'd like to talk about being CEO of yourself a little later.
Let's go for it. That's all
but
about.
Before we leave this, because I want to talk about something about that you're quite the expert at, and that is self promotion. You do have to when you're in business, whether in the corporate world, or that is, you're working with others. You don't own the business necessarily, but you have to. So you have to promote what you do, So yes, you are at this convention and you have to talk about yourself. And I think that one of the things that people want to hear, they want to hear what you do. They want to give something that explains. But at the same time, they don't want to, as I said, be hit with a powder of little feats. And
mm-hmm.
and then the other 50%, or I guess I should say 48% of the people feel, well, I really better say nothing, you know, that they, but the truth is, when it comes to promotion, your deeds your work may speak for itself, but it won't speak for you. And it's very easy to work in a company and not be known for at all for what you're doing. And I was going to say, so you worked at a teeny little company run by that cartoonist. What was it? Oh, Disney. No, and
you're so cute.
Yeah, now, so here you are in the middle of many, many very talented people. And what would be one thing that perhaps you did to make yourself known within the company? What did you do?
I do remember that I was not shy. Never shy. I want to say it's kind of funny to think back about it, you know? Because in the corporate
Roosevelt.
World.
Yes,
No. It is funny. In the corporate world, you do, like you said, there's like a set of rules to play by. And you've got to walk that line like so straight. But I was not intimidated at all by the senior management, mm-hmm. and I think that was something that made a difference for me. Mm-hmm. I actually believe that some of what I had to say may have been, I don't know, things they didn't think about. And when I brought it up in the middle of a big 40-person round table discussion, I mean, I was shaken. I have my heart was pounding. But if I really thought that I had a chance to make something make sense,
I
wasn't going to let that moment go.
You know, that's I think that's really true, and that you
and they I know.
And one of the things you've just said that I thought is so important. I
haven't thought about that in years.
Is that everybody that you work with in your company is a person, and the biggest mistake I think people make is considering rank. That is considering, you know, he's the CEO, she is the head supervisor of the department, and this is. That's the guy they've trusted for years and years and years. He's the senior management king.
You're right.
And we all tend to look at this rank. Well, and I mean, they have a title on the door.
You are so on with this. I love this whole thing because people out there listening, it's true.
But
rank
know,
is so a – it's like ingrained in our head that we have to be completely responsible to it, respectful to it, stay below the line. You know, rank –
right. Oh, yeah.
And on your side of the fence, because you're like the host of the artist CEO with all these CEOs that you talk to.
And I am rank, and they have rank. But that's another story. Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But isn't it just like one after another, a common denominator where that they say, we want to hear from everyone that has something that's important to say? Is that true or not?
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend, Ray.
I think it's funny that we kind of stumbled upon this conversation because I like it.
Ray Felton is one of he's the managing partner of Greenbaugh Law. They've got now a managing. It is like herding koi to get 100 attorneys to do anything. These fellows each believe that they are pretty much akin to that itinerant Galilean preacher and can walk on water, and each one of them certainly cannot. But as he says, it's like herding koi. But he does that. But he also is one of the top M&A lawyers in the merger and acquisition lawyers in the country. And you're sitting there in a merger, and he will sit there quietly, quietly, quietly looking at each person. And finally, they can't stand it. You know, if you're in a group of any size, now if you're in a group of 40 like you were at this table,
which
Disney,
is highly intimidating.
You could be. But if you're in a group of about, say, 10 or 12, if you look interested in a way, I mean, try not to snore. I think that's a big one.
That's a big
and,
one,
yeah.
Yeah,
right. And, but either look at them, and finally, they will ask you what you think. And every head turns toward you, and this is your moment.
Yeah.
And that moment will come in small groups. Mm-hmm. One thing that happened to Ray once, there was a group that had all met about the Y2K. This is way back at the turn of the millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was this group had gotten together of two companies. They thought they were going to merge together and make all the money about fixing this thing. And they thought it was going to be the greatest thing. And they were talking about everything from new products and movie rights, you know. And then finally, they turn to Ray because he has said nothing. And he says, okay, gentlemen, I think this is a wonderful idea. And what do you plan to do after that's all done and the YK has passed? There was a silence. Within 15 minutes, the whole meeting disbanded and the whole idea was shot down because they realized there was nothing to it. Now, that's dramatic. That's extreme. But my point is there will come your moment, and if you let it. And so I think that's one thing. And not to compare yourself, not to think of rank. It does help, though, to remember your place. The one bit of, I guess, rank, I would say, wouldn't you agree, that there is sort of a seniority thing.
Right.
And you don't – if you're the new guy, you don't
– no, you can just screw yourself in one word opening your mouth, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a very fine line. I do agree with you. It's a respect thing. Isn't it kind of where if you understand the rank, and it also has to do with the team and how they are actually with their engagement and their how they treat everybody, the culture-wise.
Right.
But if you have that
respect from your senior management, mm-hmm. and they are welcoming to ideas, and they don't take the rank so seriously.
No.
That is a great culture, right?
Yes, that is. And the ones that do, that never let you know. No. It's like I knew one minister who never, you always let you know that he went to Harvard. I mean, it was just, give me a. But
right.
If they don't, then you shouldn't. But there are little ways. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, one of the things that you, this all goes back to study and planning. When I finally did learn things, I went to a marketing firm and they had asked me to give some advice. I won't go into it all, but I'm sitting there in the group and I said, well, Harry has been here 27 years and Sonia has been here at least another 14. I believe you started in 96. And so If I had a thought, but I really would like to bow to your ideas on this. Now, the two things that I did right on that, mm-hmm. was, number one, that I asked, obviously, you know, your respect and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, I didn't just say, Harry's been here a long time. Sonia's been here a long time.
Yeah.
Because I had looked it up beforehand and found out how many years they
had been
there.
That makes all
the
difference, too.
Right.
Because really, people do, I think they find a very, very deep level of, I want to say again, the word respect is overused, but mm-hmm. when people feel that the person that's with them has really done their research or cares mm-hmm. about them enough to know the details, mm-hmm. it's like a whole different world. And that's in what I think is that sales go to.
Yeah,
I think it has so much to do with how, not selling,
mm-hmm.
but being aware of what you're selling and who you're selling to and what the person wants, right? I mean, I'm no genius.
No,
here,
you're
I'm
a
just saying that
Jeannie actually is lying here. She is a great marketer, and
no, but it's
and
just,
I'm the one who always I know nothing about. I'm the one who says that marketing is the art of pinning pears on an apple tree and selling them as exotics. So what do I know? But but it is, as you say, you finding out what the client wants. And in that, I would say, is the whole idea of when you're talking to people, don't categorize them and therefore assume what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're selling cars and some guy who is, I'm going to say, 55 to 65 walks in and you're going to assume this is a retiree. He wants something hot. He's going to, or whatever, you know, the standard thing. This guy's 22. We're going to sell him that red thing over mm-hmm. there. You know, you don't – people do not want to be seen as a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And if – so – and you don't – also, you don't address them.
And honestly, again, this is something I think is learned. Like I feel like when I was young, I was a real estate agent when I was like 18 and 19.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about it. I was like, you know, into this, into that all my life. But over the years, what I do think is just, again, being yourself and listening and just getting to know the person and just mm-hmm. finding out really sincerely what it is they want to do or want to have done or mm-hmm. be or whatever, and then buy. And it's not about selling. It's about understanding. And if you have that to offer, mm-hmm. you can make it work.
I think it really is right. Our mutual friend Sharon Mann is
one
of these people
her.
Who goes out, and the best way to describe it, that is, if Harry owns a huge firm and has a top attorney, say, or a top C-suite guy, that they are, and Harry is coddling this guy because he really loves his talent, and meanwhile Sarah over here wants that C-suite talent, they send Sharon to go make him make the top talent mm-hmm. make the switch.
Mm-hmm.
How does she do it? Well, you listen to her, and she does exactly what Jeannie has just suggested, and that is sincerely get to know the person and sincerely find out what they want. This may be done over a period of a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, if you're you know,
it's true.
Selling Canada your story, you don't do it, but you try to get to know the people.
And when you do, I think when it does take that long, it becomes a longer lasting sometimes at the end of the day as well, because it's not, it's just so much more profound. Sharon Mon is the coolest person. I'm going to see her Friday, as a matter of fact. She's coming into town to work on some social media stuff, and then she's running a marathon or something. I want to remind everybody, because we're going to the break. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's June 1st. My guest today in studio is one of my dearest friends. His name is Bart Jackson, and he is the publisher of Bart's Books, Prometheus Publishing. He's a radio show host with The Art of the CEO. And you can look up The Art of the CEO and just listen to years of, how many now? It's coming up on 2-year anniversary this year?
Coming up, yes, actually. Weekly? We're almost 2.5 we're coming
into. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? And it's a week on Tuesdays, 2 o'clock.
Once a week, every week, Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And you may listen and visit all our episodes by listening to blogtalkradio.com/The Art of the CEO.
Oh, it's not just a radio show, okay? It's an experience. It's something that you have to put on your calendar, and you have to turn on your, you know, you're working at your computer anyway, you just click open, you know, Art of the CEO, Bart, like I said, he's a blog talk radio/Art of the CEO. And you get to listen to these people that he has on that are seriously just extraordinary. And that's part of it. But the best part of the show is his formula and the way that it is. I always call him kind of like a variety show. And I want to talk about that. We're going to real quick break. And stay with us, because I think you're really going to enjoy this. When we come back, we're going to talk for about 10 minutes about the format of your show.
Oh, okay.
And about the way, the utensils. And I'm not going to tease.
All right.
I want everyone to wait and listen, because you're going to wish.
You've given them an aperitif. We should move to the feast forthwith.
There you go. Okay. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, good afternoon. It's Talented People, 347 on June 1st. I'm talking with my dear friend and publisher and TV, radio show host, all everything. He's done pretty much everything over the years. The Art of the CEO is his blog talk radio show, so popular, Bart Jackson. So welcome back, Bart.
Well, Jeannie, it is good to be back here amidst the old the Hunterdon County studio, and this is one of the places I always feel at home. And so many people really do wish I would not make myself at home where I do, but that's the problem. I was listening as we talked about, you know, promoting yourself, making yourself go forward, and I'm thinking about one of the reasons we started the Art of the CEO show. It has people have asked about the name. They think, you know, well, I'm not a CEO. Why would I do it? And our feeling is that you want to learn from the best.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college and I didn't study journalism because journalism teaches you how to do in a mediocre way, mediocre writing for programs that will be accepted by others. So I studied literature. I studied how the very, very, very best people wrote. And I worked. So I said, well, I'll learn from the best and then I'll develop my own style. And I recommend that for everyone. And so we started the show, The Art of the CEO, to give the idea of what the best people are doing. We always say that the show is this is the show that brings you the most expert and the most helpful people in this terrestrial orb. And it really is true that the business community has so many people who are out there who do want to help you. They have great expertise, and you really just have a whole heck of a lot less scar tissue if you can learn from other people's experiences rather than your own. So we started the show, and we kick it off. I was thinking when we very first started the show, I wanted to do something that would concentrate on it. And my wife and I had been to Nepal after we'd come down from Tibet. We're staying in Nepal before we climbed down to Purna. And we were at this monastery, and we were gifted with this meditation bowl. And it has a haunting chime, and it centers your mind. So I that's how we always start the show off, with centering the mind and delight.
Give us exactly how you start the show, because I'm letting everybody out there know, talented people. I'm Jeannie. Bart Jackson is the host of the Art of the CEO on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm telling you that his show every week on Tuesday at 2 o'clock is not just a show to listen to. It's enlightening. It's CEOs like he's talking about, but he is so entertaining, and he's different than all the rest. Like, he's got different segments to the show. So you're going to talk about the meditation bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Nepalese meditation bowl is chiming, and that means it's time for The Art of the CEO, bringing you the most expert and the most helpful people on this terrestrial orb on the community of business. I am Bart Jackson, your Hieronymus Bosch of business. And
he's doing that live right now, and it's perfect.
Much to everyone's dismay. Those of you who don't know who Hieronymus Bosch was, look him up, and you will be truly horrified, and you will enjoy his work. And so then I thought, you know, one of the things that really gets me, really maddens me about so much of technology is it reduces man's search, his quest for wisdom, and it distills it down to data, and we sort of pass back and forth data facts. And you know what the plural of anecdote is, don't you? Data. It's just other people's experiences. So I said, we want to have a feast of wisdom. What's wisdom? Wisdom is that common proven knowledge that has been developed from generations of people fighting like heaven to survive and gut their way up from the bottom. That's what wisdom is, and that's what we try to pass on. And so we have this. You would ask me what the elements are.
I love it. Okay. I love in the feast of wisdom. Okay. I'm like hanging on the edge of my seat, like I do every Tuesday. Go ahead.
Okay. So I said, you know, I had some things I wanted to get in the beginning. So thought, well, what are a few things? And so I have one that I always say, I bring on a point of that explains the show a little bit, perhaps just the show title. Everyone here listening is CEO of themselves. And this is really, it is the most important job you'll ever hold in your career. This is vital. And so I try to ask a little question, such as, will this be the day that you think about those people in your head who influence you, your mental board of directors? Will you look at them, and does one of them need firing? You know, or something like that.
That's awesome.
And the other two utensils are, number one, the business quip. I my wife's husband comes up with these business quips, you know, like.
What is a quip? Tell everybody.
It's a joke, son. It is a vital part of your your life and your business life and what you need to stimulate yourself. Humor is a marvelous thing. Humor requires A. When you hear the really good whopper of a joke that someone tells, what you mean, someone has had to run up a 300-foot ladder perspective, look down, distill some essence, and come back down with it. And then he does something else. I tell you a joke, and it ends with, so the nun says to the taxi driver, $50, same prices in town, or whatever the joke is. And all of a sudden, you and I share something. There is a knowledge. You comics say, or someone will say, you know, well, here's a quip. When our board of directors calls the roll, okay, you think, you know board of directors, I know board of directors, you know the mythos. So you and I have just bonded right there. Mm-hmm. There's a fella, I will not mention Steve's name, who's a CEO of Preferred Freezer Services. I won't mention his name, but somebody asked me not to. He comes in every week, and he runs a fast, furious ship. And he says, all right, you guys, if you want to quit, it's Monday. If you want to quit, it's got to be today, because otherwise you're here for the full week, and I got to tell you, it's going to be one hell of a week. And he comes up. All right, now look what he's done with that humor. Mm-hmm. He has all of a sudden bonded people together. Mm-hmm. And we have people who, you know, you have a lot of people who think, well, humor's dangerous. You heard about the attorney who had no sense of humor, don't you? He lost his appeal. And I think that this is – so we need the humor. We need because it's humor.
No, I totally agree.
So the way I bring the humor in is we give a quip.
Okay.
And we also give a business quote. And so I'm going to combine them. I'm going to combine them real quick. And if you get the – you get to guess. I'm going to give you one of these – quotes is a quip by me from Bart Jackson, and the other one is from Mark Twain. And we're coming into the first quarter of paying your estimated taxes, and so this seems fine. First quip, first saying.
Okay,
this is either Bart or Mark. It says the difference between a taxidermist and a tax collector is that the taxidermist leaves you the skin, and the other one is okay. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two
okay.
is the only difference between piracy and taxation is the size of the army that collects that. So if you know which one was said by Bart and which one was said by Mark Twain, you just send that in. You send that correct answer to info@bartsbooks.com, and we will rip you out a gift from the Dungeons of Bart's Book Bookstore and send it off to you. So
I love the Dungeons.
Why not? Bart
Books.
Why not?
I love the quips. I love all of it. I love the art of the CEO of yourself. So we're going to keep talking about this for another hour. Mm-hmm. We actually, it's 3:56. We're going to the end of the first break, or the end of the first segment of the first show, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, Townspeople on Wednesdays. Thank you so much for listening. I also want to put a little shout out there to Carol Ezzo, who works with you as the CEO. She is just a
wonderful
amazing
woman.
Yeah. We love her so much.
If you want to find out how to make yourself very popular at work, to follow the Carol Ezzo mode, take responsibility for things unasked and unseen. If you do everything they tell you at your job, you'll get a C. If you find out, like Carol's constantly searching for new things that would help the business,
taking
responsibility for things, then you get the A+. It's
Yay.
As simple as that, and it's the Carol Ezzo recipe.
So, you know what? That's like a whole quip in itself, in a way. You got to figure out how to say it in one sentence, like you do. But just so you know, I totally agree with you. That's what Carol is all about. That is like take it one step farther and get out of the box and A+. All right, so it's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Bart Jackson, staying with us for the next hour. Stay with us as well, and thanks for listening in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
A shooting on the UCLA campus.
UCLA police say that the campus is on lockdown and students in the Engineering 4 lab were asked to go to a secure location. The Daily Bruin reports over Twitter that sources have told them the shooter is a white male about 6 feet tall, wearing a black jacket and black pants. Two people are down. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
The two people described as down are now confirmed dead. Authorities have raised the possibility of multiple shooters being involved. It is described as a scene of chaos in Westwood, California, as the LAPD and SWAT teams go from building to building. One student says the campus warning system saved his life and many others.
I can't tell you how invaluable the Bruin alert message system was. It gave word right away about the shooting, and so we locked up here pretty quickly, and that's where we're at right now.
Stay tuned to USA Radio News and usaradionews.com for the latest on this story. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here.